Hot, Hot, Hot. Safe Production in the Sizzling Summer Heat. Written by Lynn Mayer Schultz, Regulatory Manager. In 2026, Colorado has been hotter and drier than average, contributing to wildfires, extreme work conditions, and water restrictions. Colorado's snowpack was at 24% of its 30-year norm over this past winter. July 2026 is the 14th consecutive month of above-average temperatures, with daily highs in Denver averaging a stifling 94 degrees. Drought conditions have worsened, and multiple fast-growing wildfires have burned hundreds of thousands of acres in Colorado this summer. The smoke creates air quality concerns for everyone working outside. And Colorado is not alone. Many parts of our nation and the world are suffering from extreme heat, drought, fires, and then flash flooding when the rains finally come. Since we can't change this summer's weather, we must adapt our workdays to keep ourselves healthy and prevent heat stress illnesses. At 88th Avenue in Henderson, Colorado, our hardworking crew keeps cool when they can and works safely in the heat by following the tips below and wearing the necessary PPE. Here are some tips for everyone to work safely in the heat and prevent heat-related illnesses. Drink water every 20 minutes. Fluids with electrolytes, salts, also help. Eat small, light meals. Wear clothing that allows sweat to evaporate off of skin. Wear sunscreen and/or long sleeves, a neck shade with your hard hat. Take lunch and rest breaks in a cool area after strenuous activity. If possible, work in shaded areas. Always watch out for each other and be aware of heat stress symptoms, which can become serious fast. Symptoms of heat exhaustion include dizziness, thirst, heavy sweating, nausea, weakness. Symptoms of heat stroke are worse, because the person may already be very dehydrated and have dry, hot skin, high body temperature, be confused, and may even pass out. If a person has any of these symptoms, get them to a cooler place, loosen clothing, or remove extra layers. Have them drink cool water and place cool, wet towels on their head, neck, and body. If symptoms don't improve, get more help by calling a supervisor and 911. We must also manage our operations to ensure production remains in environmental and permit compliance. With dry conditions, we may need to use more water in processing plants, on haul roads and stockpiles to prevent hazardous dusty conditions. Applying an annual coating of mag chloride on gravel haul roads helps prevent dust as well. Stockpiles of topsoil that will be used for reclamation should be vegetated with a cover crop of approved grasses to maintain their viability and prevent erosion and dust. With adjustments and extra awareness of extreme heat conditions, we can keep ourselves and our customers safe when working and visiting our company sites.
Thank you for listening to this week's Rock Sand, July 31st, 2026,